This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. With warmer weather making Colorado's bodies of water more enticing, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials are warning people to stay safe. The state's snowpack currently sits at 29 percentage points higher than the median for this time of year. That could make whitewater rafting or kayaking treacherous, says Colorado Wildlife Manager Grant Brown.
We always encourage people to paddle with a buddy, paddle with a friend. You know, leave a float plan. Let a friend or someone know when you're going to plan to go out, and then let them know when you plan to be back.
40 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year. That surpasses the state's previous record of 34 water-related deaths that happened in 2020. Colorado's legislature wraps up its work today. Lawmakers must adjourn by midnight, but they still have some large pieces of unfinished business. Those include the governor's big land use plan. He wants to force cities to allow denser housing in some areas, but it's not clear whether that policy can pass. Democrats also want to approve a ballot measure that would lower property taxes, but that effort still has a few steps to go in the process. NASA wants to have astronauts living and working on the moon in the next few years. That's launched a new space race in the business sector. Colorado-based Crescent Space Services is working on a way for people to communicate between Earth and the moon using a network of lunar satellites. Joe Landon is the CEO of this new company.
Think of them as like a really tall cell phone tower for the moon, so that you can use that satellite to then connect back to Earth or to other systems or people on the lunar surface.
The company hopes to have this technology ready in the next 2 years to coincide with NASA's plans to return to the moon and establish a permanent base there. This is CPR News and KRCC.